Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening, let's end with markets and company news. Simon Brown from Just One Lap is our commentator tonight. And Simon, gold once again hitting that turbocharge button, and as a result, a nice performance today from resources.
Evening, Jeremy. Turbocharged on gold is exactly the word I would use. I mean, futures trading above 3,300, the spot metal a dollar below. And it was only literally a couple of weeks ago that we were sort of getting through 3,000. It's doing what it says on the sticker, which is in times of uncertainty, in times of dollar weakness, where do people turn to? Well, you typically go to the US 10-year. We have seen that's not been the case in the last couple of weeks. So the only really remaining asset is gold, and it is on a tear. There was Goldman Sachs over the weekend saying that it was, you know, plausible that it could get to $4,500 by the end of the year, which sounded crazy then. It still sounds crazy now, but crazier things have happened in the market so far this year.
And that's pulled the entire market up today, resources up about 3.75%.
Absolutely. And that's driven predominantly by gold miners, but it dragged up some of the other resource stocks as well. Some like Sibanye have got some gold exposure, others, Anglo American, BHP, none at all. But it's also taken our top 40 to all-time highs. And here's a fun fact. So last Tuesday, which was, call it seven trading days ago, we were trading around 70,000 on the top 40. We're now almost 84,000. We've basically had a 20% bounce in just over a week, which is absolutely spectacular. And as I say, I mean, there are some other stocks helping along the way, but it's been driven by the gold stocks, which are becoming, for the first time maybe since the 80s, once again a significant part of our index.
A slightly flatter day I see for industrials and financial shares that have also been bouncing around a bit.
Yeah, in industrials taking some pressure from Richemont. We've seen some luxury results coming through that perhaps haven't been as great as everyone hoped. Cognac numbers were absolutely collapsing. Richemont, of course, really operating in that sort of high elevated band of luxury. They don't do any alcohol. They do watches and you know, really expensive jewelry and the like. And financials as well. They've had a good April so far. They've been running a bit. There is some upside to them, particularly if they start doing a little bit less lending, if they're worried about the consumer in the months and years ahead. They can stick that into bonds and earn 11 or 12%. But the market broadly looking okay, and gold is the shine. The rest are kind of like muddling along.
Simon, while gold though is flying high, as you've said, maybe against a slightly more worrying backdrop, numbers out today saying that mining production in South Africa down almost 10% year on year in Feb, and we've spoken about this in the past, that plunge in platinum group metals.
Yeah, that was predominantly the PGMs. That is pretty much the PGM miners saying, you know, we're struggling with price here. The demand simply isn't there. Let's be a little bit more careful in terms of how much supply we put into the market. So they're sort of mining the easier bits. They're being a little bit slower on getting the PGMs into market, hoping that either one of their competitors will maybe shutter some shafts, put them on care and maintenance, or that we start seeing some demand coming through for PGMs. But PGM prices, it's still stuck, both platinum and palladium below 1,000. We've seen rhodium running, but rhodium can move on very, very low volume. So that can come back very quickly as well. And even gold. I mean, we're no longer the big gold miner in the world. I think we're number 10 or something like that, simply because we have mined out so many of our mines. And those that we have left are, in many cases, very deep and very difficult to mine.
Just looking at the rand, we had a close last night. Let me pull it up. 19.02 against the dollar and finding a bit of strength today.
It is finding some strength. I think there are a couple of drivers on that. We're still seeing some dollar weakness creeping through from the Trump tariff policies, or just the uncertainty that's coming from those policies and the constant changing direction on them. We've also got a government of national unity that, I mean, I don't know if it's, if you know, what the negotiations are. The key point is it is still holding, which is a good sign. Media reports suggest that there's talks are ongoing and that the parties are finding themselves. That's fairly good for the rand as well. And then it's also a case of, if we look at gold at, and let's take the 3,300 level, the local miners sell the gold, they get dollars. They've got to turn that into rand. We saw massive rand strength in the commodity rally of 2021. And if gold carries on going, gold on itself is smaller than the bigger basket, of course, but that can add some strength to our currency as well, and also some income for our treasury.
Simon, some good half-year numbers out from Clicks today, but what I find absolutely fascinating is the growth of its private label products. And this number is pretty spectacular, adding nearly 5 billion rand to overall half-year sales. And it makes up 32% of front shop sales. That is such an interesting pointer to which way consumer trends are moving, particularly as that wallet becomes tighter.
Absolutely. And Jeremy, that was the number that jumped out as me as well. I hadn't realized Clicks did quite so much private label. We know private label, the in-house brands from the grocers, the Pick and Pays, the ShopRites, Woolies to a degree, Spa. And there, the numbers are actually a little low relative to global standards. But in the Clicks environment, that is a huge number. To your point, it makes it easier for the consumer because they can take a bit of the margin pressure out of it, so they can attract that under pressure consumer. There's always going to be some degree of consumers under pressure. But even more broadly, once again, good numbers from Clicks. You see revenue growth, and then you see HEPS at a higher number than that. And then dividend, ultimately, even more growth in the dividend. And that's just operational leverage. That's just Clicks showing how efficient they are in terms of managing their businesses. It's never a cheap stock. It's a little cheaper than it has been at points because of a recent sell-off. But you really are paying for top quality management, and importantly, you're getting that top quality management.
But with the expected caveat, though, that there is a warning about a tougher second half.
Yeah, absolutely. It is going to be tougher. I really had expectations for the South African consumer this year. We've got interest rates down a little bit. We've got inflation down a nice bit. We've got the two-pot withdrawals that are happening. That was over 40 billion that came out in the first 4 or 5 months of those withdrawals. But what we have seen is you know, the uncertainty in global markets. We've also got rates very slowly ticking down, and some of the sort of non-direct inflation, which is Eskom and rates and etc. on your property, those are hurting consumers. I think the consumer is in a better place than they were a year ago, but I want to be clear, they're not in a good space. It is still tough being a South African consumer.
And Simon, just quickly in conclusion, the South African Reserve Bank has put out its regular review warning of a 0.7% GDP contraction. This is obviously its most severe economic risk scenario, but again, worried about the preferential trade deal, in other words, a AGOA, as well as the weakening rand.
Absolutely. And also worried, still, although Eskom is much better, logistics, we're seeing some green shoots. Those are two concerns. I got to say, a 0.7 negative number is a horror number. It is their worst case scenario. I and I'm no fancy economist here. I thought that could have been a little bit worse. On the upside, they're only looking for 1.7% growth, which certainly should be a heck of a lot better, particularly if we've got Eskom, by and large, not giving us any load shedding at the moment. But it is a sobering report from the South African Reserve Bank.
And Simon, that leaves me to say, have a safe long weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much indeed. Simon Brown from Just One Lap.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business with MoneyWeb for this evening. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Good night to you. Thank you for listening and stay invested.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.